Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed, but the lock on the door is clearly busted.
If there were going to be somebody that showed up and I get to see a face in
I was
room.
In there cleaning it earlier.
It's Mr. Michael
Thank
Burton.
Thank God Night you're here.
How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Night train run. And I hate to even say it, but the weather looks good.
Man, why do you always got to tell stories like that, man? I mean you already know what's going to happen.
I know,
somebody
I know.
Called me on my way in here. He's like, hey, man, did you see the weather? What are we going to do?
I mean, what am I gonna do?
I mean, I'm not a weatherman. I'm not Jesus.
I wasn't even kidding. The weather looks good.
Think about the last couple weekends.
Hold on,
they have
look.
Jacked the forecast anyway.
Hold
Everything
you,
they said was ever gonna happen.
See, I said that too, but you gotta remember, it's me.
Right.
I could be in the desert, desert. It's gonna rain.
They should send him to countries with no water.
You're right.
Man.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is what it is. But yeah, you're right. All last week you know, we went down on a float trip. Same thing. It's supposed to rain all week. They talked about it. It's supposed to pound rain, and it rained for like
five minutes.
Uh-huh.
Come on,
it was beautiful last week, and it was just supposed to be a washout. Apparently, anybody can be a meteorologist.
But you know what? It's not 30 degrees out and raining, so it's
going
to be 85 and possibly rain. And if it does, it's
it said around. You know. There's nothing here. I'm looking at this right now. Hold on here. Come on. What are we talking about?
I'm not even believing in it.
It says, let me see. Time of clouds, a couple of showers, maybe. Not as hot as you. Yeah.
We didn't say about Miami.
Yeah. It's like a 50% maybe chance. Oh, I'm not worried about that. That's not even.
Partly cloudy, partly sunny. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, it sure is.
It is.
Yeah, you know what? That's partly cloudy is just a pessimist way of saying partly sunny.
You'll notice. That's how I do it. Partly sunny.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, look at one of them forecasters a few years ago. We were out there in the same place around Lewisburg. Oh, they're talking about softball hail and tornadoes and this and that. I mean, just freaking everybody out.
Mm-hmm,
it's
sure.
like nothing.
Listen,
you know, it's like, come on, people.
Listen, there's just going to be rain and watermelon and free vaginas. So you get out there and like, those are my two favorite things. But there's 23rd Spring Annual Toys Run, and that means that's the 45th.
45th.
Because he does it twice a year.
Yeah.
45 times. That's a lot. I mean, that's amazing, man.
Yeah, you know, we sit there and we think about it. I was looking at some pictures from like the second or third one the other night.
Does that look good?
Wow, you know.
Handsome. We're handsome.
Oh, man.
We're so young.
Yeah, we're definitely a lot younger.
Models. Like models, he and I.
Definitely a lot younger.
Yeah. We're like before models, like before you quit drinking, before you stop doing drugs. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, but as you think about 45 runs, but,
yeah.
You know, hey, we're still here because there's people still, you know, making it possible.
So. Well, and more than ever, this is necessary, man. Look, we got people that have been out of work. And even from an emotional standpoint, like right now, if you want to feel better about your life and about this world we're looking at, go do something good. It's the only way to feel better. It's the only thing that fixes it for me. Like I look for ways. It could be small, could be big. Do something good. That's the only way you change this temperature that we have going on in the United States right now.
Well, it's just with everything going on. You know, we're supposed to. I remember we went out and did the route.
Yep.
And had all the route and everything taken care of. And then, like, 3 days later, it's when all this happened. And I was like, oh, man, what are we going to do? And you kept looking at, you know, well, it might be lifted by then. And,
right.
You know, this and that. And it's supposed to be May 16th. We couldn't do it, obviously. So I was like, well, if we make this happen.
You know, it rained May 16th.
You know, it did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, sure did.
It sure did,
yep.
Didn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, I would have been really mad if it might have.
See? So, you glad it wasn't May 16th?
I was like, well, if I could push this thing off and get it done before July, because
sure.
If it went into July, I would not do it. And some good friends of mine, Daniel and Mike and Jamie, they put on this barbecue thing. They did, you know, because they didn't think we're going to be able to do this. And very successful. They had it out at their property.
Wonderful.
And, man, it's out there. Man, it had been 100 degrees out there. And all the people came out, barbecued and everything. And we auctioned and raised money and everything. And then they lifted this on, like, the 22nd in some of these counties. I was like, hey, let's do it 27. So mm-hmm. Here we are.
That's it. And now this is Collect Toys for Disadvantaged Kids. It helps kids all over the United States. How many states does
this
cover?
Well, I wouldn't
now?
Say United. It ain't
well, but about six different states?
Yeah, you can probably say that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all the way up to South Dakota, right?
Yeah, we go South Dakota, and then last year went to Crow Creek Reservation.
How many reservations do you go to?
In a year, we did, like I said, last year we did Crow Creek, and on the way back from there, we stopped it, and these people were awesome. We gave them 9 hours notice, because I told her, I said, I don't know how many toys we're going to have left when we go to this rest, because I've never been there. I don't know how big it is, and... She says, you know what? Even if you don't have enough toys, bring your people, stop in here, we'll feed you, we'll take care of you, this and that, whatever. Well, we did have enough stuff left over. So we called her up, gave her 9 hours. On the way back, we stopped at a place called the Winnevegas. Where is that? Sloan, Iowa.
Right.
And it's the Omaha Winnebago Tribe Reservation up there. And, man, we got there, and you should have seen the line of people that were waiting when we got there.
And these are
it was
kids,
awesome.
These are kids, and, like, nothing, man. Nothing. And, they're forgotten. These are, I'm telling you, like, it is, unless you see it for yourself, I could never explain it to you, and you'll think that I'm putting on an emotional play. It's
hard to bear, man. There's, you know, the difference between up there and around here is that, I mean, there's a lot of people that need things, obviously, everywhere.
Yeah.
But the difference is up there you don't have United Way, you don't have Salvation Army, you don't have...
That's
soup
right.
Kitchens,
resources.
You don't have all that kind of stuff up there. So when you get there, you know, and you see it, and a lot of people are like, well, man, why don't they get off the res or why don't they get a job? Well, there ain't no jobs out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know. People just, because they think their reality is somebody else's reality. We don't all start from the same starting place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This race that we're all in, this goal to get to the end, we didn't all start from the exact same line. Where you were born, how your family is, what you were afforded, what you could have. Doesn't mean you owe anybody anything. I'm telling you, it just means you got to realize we don't start from the same place.
But very, very proud people, very awesome people, very dedicated to their families.
Sure.
You know, obviously a lot of the parents and stuff going through, you know, what they're going through, but the grandparents, a lot of them are with these children, you know, so they stay... very tight and close to them kids, but they just don't have a lot of resources up there.
This charity, and listen, and toys are the last thing. Listen, you have food, you have shelter, you got to get things done. So this started in Kansas City, and it does all of Kansas City. If you have need, these guys will help you out. They collect toys. They collect them all year long. Twice a year they do it. Then the game starts in December where they start hitting everywhere, and it starts in Kansas City, and then it goes out. Now, you've been able to always stay slightly ahead of the need so far.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing to me because the need gets bigger every single year. As this organization becomes more well-known, people feel comfortable inviting you into their homes, onto their reservations, into their schools. And it's pretty amazing, but it's a lot of pressure too, man, because you do this purely out of your heart. Like this, none of this money, you understand, like 100% of everything goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
There is no employee. There's no money. Like, there's just, I mean, I've gotten to a Mike, I'll go, Mike, we'll just take some money and we'll just get a storage place. We'll do this. He's like, he just won't do it. Like, he won't take the money out of this and even pay for storage of these. We have to get everything donated, everything.
But see, and that's where things awesome comes in. Like, this barbecue I was telling you about, I said something to my buddy Daniel and Jamie and them. I said, look, I said, this year's going to be harder. I said, this sucks with everything going on because if we can't get this run off, granted, yeah, we do have toys. Sure we do. But a lot of people don't understand when you look at it and they see all these toys, you have to have a variety of ages. You got to have a variety of boys and girls, genders. You got to have, you know, you can't give a family 10 Barbie dolls. You know, you got to have a variety of stuff. So So you just want to stay on top of it, like you said. So when I mentioned there's going to be a lot of people this year that normally do not ask for help,
yes,
this year they're going to need help. Yeah. And a lot of people without work, and it's very hard times. And so, you know, they said, well, let's do this barbecue. And they went and did it. I didn't do anything. They made me stay out of it. They're like, hey, well, you know what? Don't even show up because we don't want you here being an ass.
You have to. You have to do stuff behind his back. And we've had to, I'm telling you.
You've actually done that a couple times. You're right.
You have to do it behind his back because he just won't. He's like, we ain't doing that. I don't take nothing from nobody. I'm like,
you're getting it.
It's 23 years, 45 runs. It starts at Timber Creek Bar and Grill in Lewisburg. And it's a great run. What time are you guys? 1 to 3?
1 to 3. We're going to cut out at 3:30. And the first stop, we're going to place new this year. The bar's been there for a million years, but it's called The Hideouts in Spring Hill.
Sure.
And then we're going to go to Beer 30 in DeSoto.
That great place. And, great guy. Great owner, man, by the way. Oh, that Beer 30 guy. Super nice. Yeah. Good guy.
And then we're going to go to – went to a place found last year. Awesome. Nicest people. Wait till you see the setup. If you get a chance. It's called Kane's Family Farm.
You told me about this last year. You said it was absolutely amazing, man.
Big old giant pool in front of a silo mill. Got all these old dairy barn. I mean, the place is awesome.
We'll be naked swimming?
Man, I don't know about all that.
Skinny dipping. I'll do it.
He'll do it for me. I'll run.
I will run.
And then where?
Then we're going to end it at another place that I met this guy. He's a new owner of this place. I think he got it last year. It's a Heroes Billiards.
Sure. And, I met that guy over
super
in
Super nice guy.
In Tongi.
Man. Yeah, no, it's Baser.
Baser, you're right.
Nice guy, and he's, you know, very excited about doing this. I mean, he genuinely cares about me. He's all, hey, man, you know, what do you need us to do?
Nice guy. Yeah. Big place, too.
So, can't wait to be there. And then, of course, the same day, it's going on. He's another group of people, man, they're trying to help us out. Mm-hmm. That for some of you that can't make it out to the run early, you know, there's it's called the Gustero Clubhouse Bike Show going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And that's down in over by Knuckleheads.
Yeah, it's
isn't that right?
Yeah, look, it's here.
Where are your readers?
Down on Wagon Wheel. Yeah, hey, give me yours, Johnny.
Hey,
Wagon Wheel.
I just stare. I just read the wrong words instead of wearing them.
But they got $10 of tour donation to enter the show or your bike. And donations going to Hands to Heart. So their gates open at 10 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to go out there and check out their bike show.
Yeah.
And you know they'll have some cool bikes down there. You know, go hang out down there. And then you can make it back to our run before we leave at 3:30. If you got a bike in the show and you can't make it, they're going to tell everybody when the show's over, they're going to tell everybody where we're going to be at so they can catch up to the run later. So it's a win-win deal there. I'm trying to help them guys. They're trying to help us out. And, you know, all the donations are going to the kids, so that's all that matters.
Give me two links. Greg, put them both up on both the Facebook and the Rock's website or the Rock's Facebook page. That way you guys don't have to memorize all this right now. We can make sure that we link to yours. We can link to the, is it the Gustero?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gustero show, and we'll go through all that. We'll make sure that way all you have to do is go to the Morning Show page, go to the Rock's page, go to Mike Bergen's, look for, it's because yours is under Night Train, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So look for Google Night Train, Hand to Hearts. It's, God, the name is so many. And MichaelBergen.com also.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things you can go to.
You're a big deal.
No.
You are.
No, the people are.
You are.
Listen here.
You know, eighth grade. Eighth grade.
Listen here. If you would have seen this guy back in the day and seen what he made me do.
I didn't make him do
anything. Yeah, I never drank. I never.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You did not just say that.
You know.
Are you kidding me? He's like, you ever take LSD? No, mister.
This week?
You'd really like it. It's real good.
Yeah, we got some pictures of you, buddy. Just might have to break those out. And
when I was beautiful and young. Where this business stole our beauty, him too.
Wasn't there a TV commercial out there somewhere?
Oh, dude, listen, that popped up the other day. That was on Facebook the other day, the ABIA stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
He was bigger than the general.
That's right. I was a very big deal, Nicholas.
Oh, I know. I remember watching you on the TV.
Hey, I am going to need some goddamn readers. Who printed this stuff?
Hey, man.
I can't read that.
Here's a parcel, dude. That's it. I need to thank y'all again. Mm-hmm. Everything you do, I ain't nothing to Rock, And they also, not only do they just mention my show, but they take the time to read off a lot of these
sure,
people and stuff,
always.
You know. And obviously, I know that there's a million of them, and there's a lot of them that we can't mention, this and that. But I appreciate y'all taking the time.
Of course.
To go through.
Do we have
through.
Multiple copies of it?
There's that deal there. But no, that's the sponsor deals. And if you can do anything else, cool. If not, hey, man, I appreciate getting sponsored.
All these people help. Well, listen, here's the thing. Because it does, it takes a lot of people to get something like this going. You have two choices. You either take money out of the donations to run the thing and handle it all, or you get people to sponsor it and they help in their own way. And so they're an incredibly important part of this process. 45 runs it's done now. The Night Train Run, 2020, the storage unit, guys, L&M Truck Auto Repair, Fisher's Variety Store, Gale's Harley Davidson, Rogers Liquor, of course, Slacker over at the Fox helps out, Turkey Creek Cycles, Nigros, Western Store. Oh, I still chuckles.
Finally got it.
Famous Dave's Barbecue Village in Margaritas West. Go Chicken Go, Italian Delight, Al's Tree Service, Roscoe's Barbecue, Bait City Barbecue, Wind Out Barbecue, The Outlaw Cigar Factory, Rosati's Pizza, Reed's Liquor, Thompson's Custom Jewelry, Sinzetti's Alter Ego. Man, I haven't been over there in a minute. I got to go over. Jag Mower Repair, Wholesale Batteries, Phoenix Salon, Urquhart School of Baseball, Old Shawnee Pizza, love them, Metro Pond, Deep Roots, Triumph D&D Cycles, the Ussery Auto Body, Tompkins Inc., River City Tees, Paul's Driving, KCM, Pizza Stop over there, Heather B's, Garrett's Bar and Grill, love that place, Red Eye, Croft Trailers, Stymie Cycleware, Betty C's Bar and Grill, Black Tie Family Saloon, or Salon, not the Saloon.
Saloon.
Yes, Fat Man's Vortex, Etcher Guy, Hyper Computer and Battle Games, Blue Line Hockey and Sports Bar. How are those guys doing, by the way?
Man, he's doing great. That guy's, man, what a smart move putting a hockey bar in this town, I'll tell you what, because that guy's booming.
Wonderful people, man. Yeah. Incredible food. I'm 100% sure there's opiate in their gravy. Because I'm telling you, it's like, I go eat it. I told you about the chicken and mashed potatoes.
You know I like gravy.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, if D's tasted like that gravy, I might switch.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm telling you. Sports Bar, Coach Light Club, Halloween Express, Cosgrove Creations, Renfest, Dishonest Don's Fireworks, Hardcore Customs, True Auto Parts, Heartland Construction, 18 Plus Vape and Smoke, 11th Heaven, CSE House of Apparel, Sunrise Patchworks, Crafty Cat Creations, Jim's Locksmith, TSV Contracting, Family Center Farm and Home, You Wash Puppy Bears Highway Classic, ExplorePassion.com. What did they give you, dildo?
Well,
listen.
It's a surprise.
Timber Creek Bar and Grill, Mocan Metals and Service, Homesteader Cafe, Calvert's Express Auto, Service and Tire, Dreamlands Craft and Decor, Constantino's Price Chopper, Gideon Event Space, Moose Riders, Flatland Vapes, Tim's Pizza, Poorhouse Sports Bar, The Junction, Pepper Tactical and Super Flea. I love the Super Flea. Thomas Clark, 816 Cornhole, the 816 Cornhole.
Yeah, we discussed that a few times. Who would name a game?
Cornhole.
Called Cornhole. Hey, let's go play Cornhole.
Someone awesome.
And that definitely came out of the woods.
Yeah, because I guess somebody already named something Meat Puddle.
And was that your phone number on there?
Yeah, is that?
1-800-CORNHOLE.
That's right. That's right. Kelly McPherson, Heating and Cooling, The Rap Factory, Brian Costello from the Costello Law Group, History and Heraldry, Flatland Vapes, Enchanted Gifts, Mocan Metals. Was it Mocan? Who is that? Mocan Metals?
Yeah, services.
All right. Yeah. The band's Silver Streak Band and Mad Michelle, Exide Technologies, of course, for always letting you take your time and do this, and for always, you know, being there for you guys. That's how long you work for Exide.
Last Friday was 30 years. Right.
Nice.
On.
Nice.
So, long time, man. They since 1994 when we founded Hands to Heart. So what? That was 26 years out of the 30 years.
Yep.
We've been doing this, and they've been letting us make this happen. So if it wasn't for them, we couldn't make do the toys. And our count would go from about 11,000 kids between Thanksgiving and Christmas to probably about 4,000.
Listen, it starts at 1 o'clock, the registration. They're going to leave at 3, so you got to have your ass out in Lewisburg. And that's a great place, too, by the way. I love Timber Creek Bar and Grill. Great food, nice location. Jump right on the highway. Come right back towards the city. It's a great place to kick it off. And then you go from Timber Creek to?
Go to the Hideout in Spring Hill.
Yep.
Beer 30 in DeSoto.
Yep.
Kane's Farm.
Yep.
And Heroes.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
So, and you end right back, you know, back this way. So, you know, and again, hopefully the weather and everything turns out. And I just, I want to mention, too.
It will be fine.
The people that went out and done the route, the blockers and all that stuff, we've come up with a perfect deal, and it worked out perfect last year. You know, about the blocking thing, you know, you obviously got to have somebody help out with blocking.
Right,
but
right.
And nobody likes to do it, and I totally get it. But the thing that we found it and it worked, there's no passing. You do not have to pass people to block. The cool thing about it is you got everybody up front. They jump out where they need to be. Everybody goes by. Then you get to the back of the line, and
right.
You do not pass anybody. If you do, you're out. And then you get to the next stop, and then you regroup. It's as simple as that. That way people ain't flying by people and stuff. So I'm just letting people know that it's a lot safer now. And thank God for, you know, how we kind of come up and put that together and me and my girl.
People want to help, and then they'll want to block. And I'm like, that's all good and well. But it needs to be, there has to be a system in place, like you said. Once you let everybody go by, then you're at the back of the line. Then you'll hit the stop again. Then you can go back to the front again. But you don't zip up the left and the right. It's just, there's too many variables.
Yeah, you don't know what could happen.
That's it. And listen. Poor Mike. Goddamn, he's been run over a couple times on this ride.
Jeez.
And he's the one doing it.
One time, I got hit the time before that, but then once on the run, so yeah. And everybody's seen that, and they're like, okay, and that's when we had to make a deal to change. And my girl, Loretta's been working real hard trying to get, man, she's done this route so many times, so she knows where to put blockers at. And, you know, and I get it. It's, you got to have them, though, to do it.
You know what I do, in all honesty? And I just throw this out, is get some people who don't ride, who aren't going to ride, and they're just at those intersections, and when they see it coming, they're like, stop, and then they just get, and then that's it. They don't have to be on the bike or even in the ride. Get some blockers that aren't even going to be there.
Well, see, and we got some of them, too. You got to have some cars. We got them strobe things. You set them up, like, if there's a hill coming down, so give people warning that, hey, man, there's going to be bikes crossing.
Fake cop cars so we can rip off some dealers.
You know, the one that you vandalized, you know, when you were a kid.
Easy.
But, it's still here. I had this lady get a hold of me, said she didn't, if there was anything that I could try to help her out with. I told her, I said, you know, let me see what I could do. And I told her to come out to the run and see if we could advertise this, try to get some people. She put together this run. She kind of did a lot of the things I was throwing down to her to do.
Yep. What's it about?
This little kid needs a helmet.
Let me see. How much is it? It's to shape their head?
Yeah, it's but she got to go. She'll get the first one, and
oh no, this is a different one. I know what you're talking
and
about.
And then you
this
get the second one because they grow, you know, because that first one's only going to be good for a certain amount of time.
Right.
So they got to have like three of them. But just letting people know, man, if they can come out, what are they calling? What's the name on that?
It's donation registration. It's the Red Eye. It's going to start at the Red Eye in KCK. Over at 10:30, it's 10:30 to 12:30, so the ride's at 1 o'clock. 10:30 to 12:30 is the registration. The ride starts at 1 o'clock from the Red Eye. Auction, raffles, food, entertainment, the bike run, July 18th. So we've got some time for this.
Yes, and I'll just let you know, they will be out. Anybody sees them out there at our run tomorrow, go up and say hello to them. You know,
we just need to
it's
find
a hard
out.
Deal.
Listen, let me just find out what that number is or part of the number, and let's see what we can do to maybe give them a hand if it's possible.
Very cool. Right. And I can say one more quick thing, brother. I know you just gave me a million things to talk about here, but
this guy said he misses drinking, smoking and drinking coffee with you this morning.
So oh, God.
1083 is the last four numbers in his phone number. Somebody wants to know if that's Sling Blade on the air.
It might be.
That's just not nice. That's just not nice, man.
Well, I got to say this, though.
Yeah.
There's my mom. Mom's going to be there again. She's going to come out. She's like,
listen, you need to put her in a goddamn bubble.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Like, for real. Like, I mean, she's a national treasure, and she can't be exposed to
anything. Yeah, I know. Like, and I'm tell her, she's like, you know what? I don't care. She
that's
says,
fine,
look,
but
she
just,
says, I'm well. My health is good.
That's right.
She says, I'll be masking it up. She says, these are the people that keep me
you're right. I
young.
Know. But that's right. Then they need to know, like, no hugging up on your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, look, I love your mom.
She's out there at that barbecue, and, man, ugh. It's just there's like, yeah, it's scary, but man, it's what she's gonna do it, man.
Right, well, then I'm gonna show up with this super soaker full of hand sanitizer.
That's why
everybody
I told
gets
her you have two bottles of Lysol out there on you.
That's
you
it,
you know. But you know, and there's been a lot of great people been going down there helping my mom do some things around the farm and stuff. When I couldn't get down there, or whatever, they're going out there mowing for her, doing things for her, man, and just. My mom she loves these people.
Sure.
And
sure, man. It's what keeps us alive.
These are all her family. So,
yeah. But, your mom's wonderful, man.
So that's thank God for her. And then, of course, only thing keeping me sane most of these times, I don't know, she started to get a little older, getting a little grouchier and getting a little hard, a little more difficult to deal with. Yeah, she's right. She's out there right now going, well, I'm going to kill him.
Where is my girl, by the way? Where is she?
Well,
who pissed her off? Why did she not stop by?
You said you didn't want her in.
Get out of here. You
said you didn't like her anymore and she couldn't come in.
You better stop that right now.
I was like, man, I said, is there any way she can come in? They said, no.
Yeah, you can come in, but not her. Crazy talk.
Yeah.
But my beautiful wife, she does so many different things for me. And, you know, how she stays calm when I'm out there screaming and hollering and going to town, and how she'll just kind of sit over and shake her head like, idiot.
Oh, yeah. No, then you'll see if it gets real bad, she'll put an arm.
Oh, yeah. I know that move.
You see him go, oh, okay, then. You're not a sea sucker, father.
She is an angel.
I'm like, ooh, he just did that, didn't he? Yeah.
So, yeah, she's pretty calm. So, yeah, I appreciate my wife after all these years. Thank you so much, darling.
23rd annual spring. It's happening. Michael Bergen's Toys for Disadvantaged Kids Night Trade Run 2020. That is tomorrow. Rain or shine. All bikes welcome. As many new toys as your hog will haul or car. Bring them in. They need to be new. What do you have a certain age that you're short of? Somebody can text in. Like, is there a certain
Thanks
age
for
you
asking.
Really need?
There's obviously anything, man. We take anything. We're grateful for it. But the ages we lack most of is like preteen. Like kids are like between 9 to 13.
Hold on,
you know, like Nerf guns, skateboards, that kind of stuff.
Preteen means below 13.
Right.
When the number has teen on it,
mm-hmm.
That's not what they.
Right.
He looked very confused for a second.
Yeah, because you're sitting there and you're finding all these Hot Wheels. Here's a kid, he's 10 years old, he's standing in front of you. Okay, he's not playing with toy trucks no more.
Right.
So you're like, okay, man, we're digging for things. Like, okay, here, perfect. Skateboard, Nerf guns, headphones, stuff like that.
Sure.
With the girls, like them craft kit things you get, the little boxes, got stuff like making your beads bracelets. And stuff.
Like me, he doesn't have any kids. Did you ever think you'd understand so much about kids' ages, what they need at what time, and how much they like it, and the entire process?
Yeah, because all the stuff we played with, they don't have anymore.
No, so they don't.
They won't understand.
Oh, Big Eric, though, is like the worst father ever. And I'll say this only because he gives his kids Legos. Like, that's all. I'm like, all you give is your kids. I bought him Nerf guns. He just put them in a closet. He was like, nah, he wouldn't give them to him. I'm like, you give your kids Lincoln Logs and Legos. That's because you're a suck father.
Man.
Only a terrible human being.
Hey, you can't even have, man, they don't even know soldiers are anymore. You try to take army, man. Remember playing them things?
Yeah, but you know what we did? All we did was melt them down or set fire to them.
That was the fun part, you know?
You had to get fireworks so you could have a war.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that one's going to blow up.
But now they won't let you have them anymore.
Yeah, I remember how terrible the worst toy in the world was those. Hey, I didn't like football anyway, but the vibrating metal thing.
Oh, electronic football.
Yeah, all it was like a vibrator. And then wherever they went, it's like you're like.
3 days later, there's no. It's like, well, there's only two men left. Where to go?
Worst ever.
Oh, it's over there. The dog ate it, and now it's in the yard.
Yeah, and that was the big gift.
Yeah.
That was
thanks.
The big one for Christmas. Yeah,
thanks,
that was the only one you get. That's what you're going to get for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I got a brand new set of lawn darts at my house in the box.
Still
real
sharp?
Lawn darts. Real lawn darts.
You know what you do with them?
Yes.
Like when we did at Billy Jack's, we used to have. Tequila shots and yard dart tournaments.
Jesus.
It's handgun and hard liquor night over at the old ballpark. So, listen, this show tomorrow, make sure you get out there. Get out to the Night Train Run 2020. It happens in Lewisburg is where it starts at the Timber Creek Bar and Grill. If you don't have that information memorized, just go to our Facebook, go to michaelbergen.com, look on Facebook under Night Train Run. But it starts, the run will leave at 3:30 sharp, and that's where it'll hit four more places. You can keep track, find out where they're going. And you guys, do you have somebody update the Facebook? If they can't make the beginning, can you have somebody update your Facebook? Go, hey, now we're at beer 30.
Man, you're talking somebody's got a flip phone, brother. So.
No. By the way, I got to tell you, you texted me. I was very proud of you.
You don't know if that was me or not.
Look, I want to believe it's you. It came from your
number. I know you want to feel special about it.
I was like, he made a text.
He made a text.
He did. You understand, Mike never, Machete don't text.
Mm-mm.
Like, it doesn't happen.
I sent somebody one the other day, and they're like, how long did it take you to text that on that old ass phone?
Yeah, his are very short. Like, one says, what model you get? One said, okay to come in on the fry, the 26. And then thanks, but it looked very succinct.
Got to the point, didn't
it? Man, a few words. But, yeah. By the way, did you get a mower for your mom?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Got one of them bad boy mowers.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're
nice.
Ridiculously good. I feel stupid riding it because it says mow with an attitude, which really is the most embarrassing thing I've ever ridden on. Like, it's like riding a no fear cycle. You know,
did they ask you to advertise for them?
No. They've
you know, the cutoff shorts with the pockets hanging out.
yeah, exactly. But man, here's the thing. We've done so many drugs and done so many bad things and lived our lives the way ever we wanted to. Are you not somewhat in love with mowing with a zero-turn mower?
You know, I kind of still like the old one better.
See,
you know?
I never mowed, so now I'm like, this is...
It's cool, but...
I literally make a
whiskey. I still want a steering wheel, though, man. I don't want that arm thing. I'm not...
You really are. You really won't go to technology. You really won't. When you're pushing back on a zero-turn...
I mean, think about it.
Pretend it's a tank. Think
about this. When you were a kid in school... Screwing up, doing everything else. Well, the times you were in school. What were the computers? The computers.
Oh, they were cool.
If you went and did a computer, that was because, you know, you weren't the highest educated.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. They
but
were
that's
that.
But
yeah,
that's it's yeah, so true. Weird because now I'm on the other end of it. Because I have no idea nothing about computers, and now all the total intelligent people know computers.
Yeah, on the other way, they should send you that class by yourself. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're working because you can't be in a class.
The Learning Center. There you go. Yes.
You know the one. So it was either in-school suspension, Learning Center, or just bad kids class.
That's where I met you at, wasn't it?
I know.
At the Learning Center.
I remember.
Yeah. Jesus.
No, this people like, I wonder if that's real what he says about his childhood. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I would make up a better one.
Yeah.
Although, we had some pretty good times, man.
Oh, yeah, man. There wasn't. None of the times today can even compare, man.
I showed Nikki, we were at Old Settlers Day a year ago, and seeing Foghat, which, by the way, Olathe, Old Settlers, and Foghat's like peas and carrots.
We got thrown
and
out.
The park. The best was the parking lot. I go, you know what that parking lot was, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Votech.
Look at you now.
See that building there? I went to that school of high learning.
Yeah, and that's something. But see, here's the thing, though. See, you got lucky. You're in there for Votech. I was in there for behavior problems. I was in the PSA class.
Well, listen, we were all in there because of behavior problems. At some point, a guy counselor brings you in and went, you... Not college. You should probably learn a vocation.
Yourself a skill, son.
Yeah, you're going to need some way to feed yourself.
Yeah, you know, they threw us out Old Settler Day because my dog didn't want my dog. And I was like, really?
Aww.
Oh, you need to get that dog a vest.
Yeah.
Well, she does got a vest, but it doesn't fit her. I mean, she's, there's another story another day. Yeah.
Much like, I think we both have a couple vests in
there. Walmart didn't appreciate me when they're finding landmines, you know, because the vest squeezed it out of her. Poor dog. Yeah. My wife, I'm like, Chris, come here. She said, what?
You need to get, like, you know when you see a biker get a little bigger and they have to put the chains on the front? That's what you need. You need a vest extender for your dog.
That would be good. Because she hates it. She looks at me like I'm stupid.
All right, listen, I got to get out of here, man.
Thank you for everything. Please come out. I don't care if you come out in your cars. I don't care. Just we need people. We need toys. And we couldn't do nothing without Kansas City. And through all this epidemic and everything going on, you guys are still coming through for everybody, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, everybody up here at 989 The Rock. Love you, brother.
I love you, brother. Hey, Night Train Run 2020, it's on tomorrow. It starts 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock registration at Timber Creek Bar and Grill, 3:30 at All Heads Out, man. Make sure that you guys get out there and be a part of it.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.